It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kevin Hart appeared on The Late Show yesterday and told host Stephen Colbert that he's done apologizing after a series of anti-gay tweets resurfaced and ultimately forced him to step down from hosting the 2019 Oscars.
There is no end to it. Like, I apologize again. I said I apologized before. I apologize after that apology. It just keeps going. And then every headline is, you apologize. He apologized again. Yeah. He just apologized. And I'm like, what? I'm done. I did it. I'm over it. There is no more that I can do.
I tweeted yesterday that the what woke is considered woke, quote unquote, every single day changes. There's something added. There's something different. And you can never keep up with this criteria. And Kevin Hart is experiencing that firsthand, that for the mob, the angry progressive mob, no apology is ever good enough. They will never stop until your life is completely destroyed. And I feel for Kevin Hart because he's now experiencing that. He can't ever say sorry enough.
I was really looking forward to seeing him. And I thought with Ellen doing that somehow he would come back on. So I'm bummed out because I think he would be a good host. And I'm not a gay man, but I think either you forgive somebody or you don't after 10 years. So are we forgiving him or not?
Right. He talked about some of the ideas he had too for hosting the Oscars this year, if he would have done it, and they were funny and they were really good. It's just the whole thing just is so disappointing. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and his wife Mackenzie are divorcing after 25 years of marriage. Bezos announced the news on Twitter, writing, "We feel incredibly lucky to have found each other and deeply grateful for every one of the years we've been married to each other. If we had known that we would separate after 25 years, we would do it all again." No word on whether the two signed a prenup before getting married. It isn't known if the two will split his $137 billion fortune 50-50.
God, could you imagine that?
If they divorce, she will be the richest woman in the world, I read. The couple has four children together. They've been in a relationship, so they have four children together. But Jeff Bezos has been in a relationship with former So You Can Think You Can Dance host Lauren Sanchez. And according to the National Enquirer, that is what has ended his marriage. Sources closely connected with Lauren says she was seeing him in the later part of 2018. Sanchez and her husband are also in the process of divorcing, and Lauren and Jeff didn't start seeing each other until after their separations. Sources say the relationship between Sanchez and Bezos is still going on strong.
I think she deserves a lot of money, not just because they're getting divorced, but the fact is she was there like when that guy didn't have Amazon.
Amazon started in his garage,
that's
I'm pretty
I'm saying.
Sure.
Like, she was there from the beginning.
Yep. Don't expect to see Jerry Seinfeld on Jimmy Kimmel Live anytime soon. Apparently, Jerry can't stand Jimmy.
Why?
You and me both. Sources say nobody knows where the bad blood comes from, but Jerry just hates Jimmy. Some believe Seinfeld is envious of Kimmel's high profile, which included hosting the Oscars, Emmys, and other award shows. The sources add that you won't see Seinfeld on Jimmy Kimmel Live ever again. I love hearing about feuds like that.
I just want to know more of the details, though. I like hearing that, too, but tell me, what do you say about him? Why? What's going on?
If we find out more, I'll let you know. The Wizard of Oz will be returning to select theaters across the country to celebrate the movie's 80th anniversary. The movie will be shown on three dates only, Sunday, January 27th, Tuesday, January 29th, and Wednesday, January 30th. The showings are part of the 2019 Turner Classic Movies Big Screen Classics series.
My grandma has that channel, and I remember like every time like watching Turner Classic Movies.
Oh, yes.
TCM.
Coming up in less than an hour, Lady Gaga has finally spoken about R. Kelly.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
You know, it's always hard to lose a pet. I don't even want to think about losing my guys, Benny and Paddington, one day. But you won't believe what Wendy's boyfriend has been doing since his cat died. Ask Alex is next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.